When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
The Taylor Ranch has a new Bison Harvest Inn, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Sometimes referred to as endurance activity for older adults, move and groove exercise involves moving large muscle groups for the heart and lungs. This is Doris Lance with Your Healthy Habits. Spend a day with seniors from five communities around the world, commonly known as Blue Zones, who prove that lifestyle and daily habits keep you independent, healthy, and fit. Examples of endurance activity could be yard work, raking leaves, pushing a lawnmower, housework, mopping floors, swimming, dancing, or bicycling. These activities use large muscle groups of the body, which build strength and stamina in the heart and lungs. Keep listening to learn more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator at Cuesta College, who adds, "Don't let age change you. Change the way you age."
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, May 7th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Sheriff's Office search Arroyo Grande home for in relation to Kristen Smart case. Man convicted of first-degree murder over 50 years ago, released on parole. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 52 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The County Sheriff's Office announced yesterday morning that they were serving a search warrant signed by a Superior Court judge on a home in Arroyo Grande. This is in relation to Kristen Smart's disappearance. The home is located on the 500 block of East Branch Street in Arroyo Grande, belonging to Susan Flores. Susan Flores is the mother of Paul Flores, who is currently serving a 25-year-to-life sentence for the murder of Kristen Smart, convicted in 2022. An official release from the sheriff's office says they will not be making any additional comments regarding the investigation, and they will continue the investigation today. The DA's office released a statement in response to the search. saying that law enforcement is still working to bring Kristen Smart home. While those responsible for Kristen's death could provide answers at any time, we remain firmly committed to using every lawful tool available to locate Kristen's remains and to support her family until she is brought home, Dan Dow said. Despite evidence being found at Ruben Flores' home of human remains buried underneath the deck, Kristen Smart's body has never been found. Man convicted of first-degree murder, granted parole, Dan Dow says he is deeply troubled. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blaze & Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze and Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazeandbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. A man convicted of a 1974 first-degree murder in San Luis Obispo County was released after being granted parole on December 13, 2025. Alberto Tamez Jr., according to the DA's office, on June 17th into the early morning hours of June 18th, 1974, murdered Genevieve Adeline Moreno of Napomo, who was working her shift at an old blues bar, 605 West Teff Street. Her husband, Richard Moreno, returned to pick her up from work. The bar was empty and the cash register was opened, emptied of currency. His wife was nowhere to be found. Mrs. Moreno's body was discovered in a field about a quarter mile from the bar. She had been robbed, kidnapped, beaten, sexually assaulted, and murdered, the DA's office says. Tamez Jr. was identified as a suspect, and he admitted to his crimes, pleading no contest to first-degree murder. Following his release, Dan Dow has issued a statement saying, quote, "I am deeply troubled that our criminal and victim justice system has reached a result where the man who brutally murdered Genevieve Moreno over 50 years ago will now walk free. We are deeply disappointed that the Board of Parole hearings granted parole. We will remain vigilant in protecting the people of San Luis Obispo County." Tickets are still on sale for the Parkfield Bluegrass Festival, May 7th through May 10th. The festival combines the natural beauty of Parkfield with the sounds of bluegrass music all throughout the weekend. Tickets and information of the full lineup are available on the festival's webpage, parkfieldbluegrass.org. In addition to the festival's lineup are workshops and the kids program. Children are free to enter the festival with a ticketed adult. And here's Dave Swartz, festival director for the Parkfield Bluegrass Festival, on the kids program.
The kids program is, for the last 2 years, has been run by an amazing guitarist named Joy Louise. The kids program is for kids of different experience levels. It involves both instruments and singing. The kids program is free for all participants. The kids do not need to be experienced in performing or singing. It's a program that starts with an orientation on Friday evening, has a couple of practices, and then ends up with a stage performance on Sunday just before lunch.
Also available are workshops between sets.
All of our workshops are during the lunch and dinner breaks. Most of the workshops involve training or skills on a particular instrument, but other workshops may involve things like band dynamics and songwriting. We also have a geologist who teaches at Cal State Northridge. Julian comes up every year, and each day we will have an earthquake workshop. And so Julian, at either the lunch or dinner break, will take a group of typically 30 to 60 people and walk down about a quarter of a mile to the bridge going into Parkfield and give details about the San Andreas Fault and earthquakes and various other things pertinent to the area.
The California Mid-State Fair is launching its Two for Tuesdays in the month of May, making it easier than ever to plan your summer fun. This limited-time promotion offers buy one, get one free season admission passes to the Mid-State Fair every Tuesday in May. These are sold in pairs of only the same type of pass, adult or youth. Season passes offer the best value for the fair, providing daily admission for all 12 days, access to exhibits, free live entertainment on 6 stages, community exhibits, livestock exhibits, multiple shopping areas, and more. Chumash Grandstand Arena concerts, carnival rides, and other special events require separate tickets. For full details, visit midstatefair.com. The next Coffee with the Superintendent event for the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District will be this Friday, May 8th at 9 a.m. in the district boardroom. Coffee with the Superintendent is an open, informal community forum where attendees can ask questions, share ideas, and learn more about district initiatives. Complimentary coffee and donuts will be provided. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has also recognized its 2026 District-Wide Employees of the Year, selected by their colleagues. Teacher of the Year went to Alex Huggins of Lewis Flamson Junior High. Classified Employee of the Year went to Tracy Cagliero of Georgia Brown Dual Immersion. Administrator of the Year went to Brandon Duncan of Lewis Flamson Junior High. Student Support Services Employee of the Year went to Jennifer Asador, an instructional coach. And Rookie of the Year went to Gabrielle Mafhood of Kermit King Elementary. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Astros 12-2, the Padres over the Giants 5-1, the Angels beat the White Sox 8-2, the Phillies over the Athletics 6-3, the Rangers beat the Yankees 6-1. Tonight, the Padres will face the Cardinals, the Athletics will go against the Phillies, the Yankees will face the Rangers. In the NBA playoffs, the Lakers will face the Thunder in Game 2 of their conference semifinal series tonight. In California news, federal authorities say they arrested 18 people on Wednesday on charges related to selling illicit drugs near the Los Angeles MacArthur Park area. Authorities say they seized 40 pounds of fentanyl from a single home. Two people there were arrested, believed to have the main sources of drugs sold in the park. These are Malay Moreno Lopez and Jackson Tarfer, handling narcotics at a storefront where the drugs were then distributed. The Oakland City Council voted to fine a couple over $900,000 for chopping down 38 trees in North Oakland. City Council says residents Matthew Bernard and Lynn Warner purchased the hillside lot in 2019 and started felling trees 2 years later without permits. The couple was warned multiple times of the need for permits to cut down trees, which consisted of protective native oak trees, broadleaf maples, buckeyes, and other species. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRO News Time is 7:17.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The Strait of Hormuz has become a major focus in global markets as disruptions have created bottlenecks that are driving input costs even higher. StoneAg's Vice President of Fertilizer, Josh Linville.
You can say something's open, but if the industry isn't comfortable with the safety of what they're doing, they're not going to go ahead. And open, closed, it doesn't matter if there's nothing flowing through. And that's what's really been. It's these vessel owners have got a very, very difficult decision to make. They want to be moving. That's how they make money. There's loads to be hauling. They know that they need to be doing their job. But you think about it, if you own this vessel, that vessel is worth millions upon millions of dollars. That is a massive investment. That is a glaring target in a very narrow body of water. But worse, if you sail that ship, it's bad enough to lose that investment. It's worse if you got to call families and say, I'm sorry.
And Linville talks more about high fertilizer prices.
We have seen higher prices in the past. This is not the highest price that we've ever seen for phosphate, for urea, for UAN. The issue is, it's the grain prices have done nothing to reflect any of this. All of these prices are still very, very cheap. And that's what's pinching this farmer. You can go back to like 2022. Prices were higher, but they were getting so much more for that grain. It could help offset that situation. Well, now the fertilizer prices are extremely high. And on the flip side, the grain markets are like, so that's not our problem. That's your problem. Because at the end of the day, these markets are ruthless.
Once again, Josh Linville, Vice President of Fertilizer with StoneX.
The Northern Pulse Growers Association is proud to sponsor the Growing Pulse Crops podcast, your go-to resource for practical pulse production insights. Each episode features farmers, researchers, or industry experts sharing real-world tips to help you boost yields, manage pests and disease, and get the most from your pulse crops. Whether you grow peas, lentils, or chickpeas, you'll find information you can put to work on your farm right away. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or visit growingpulsecrops.com.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Get ready for nonstop live entertainment at Tachi Palace. Grab your tickets now at TachiPalace.com and don't miss what's coming up. May 22nd, Jump, the ultimate Van Halen tribute. May 23rd, comedian Ralph Barbosa live. June 5th through 7th, the Indigenous Tattoo and Music Festival with the Res Made Car Show. And June 20th, Kings of the West featuring Warren G, The Game, and Exhibit. All shows are on sale now, so don't wait. Tachi Palace, where all roads lead to fun.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
KPRL News continues at 7:22. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Federal authorities say they arrested 18 people on Projects to find new uses for wastewater are becoming more common in California, especially as California farmers grapple with drought and tightening water use restrictions tied to the state's Sustainable Groundwater Management Act. Farmers increasingly urgently need to reduce water use as attracted new business ventures and more creative solutions for recycling wastewater. You always see companies and entrepreneurs and innovators kind of show up where there's opportunity, said Bedmont Petit, who chairs the Viticulture and Oenology Department at the University of California, Davis. To process wastewater from the university's research winery, UC Davis started using a technology from Napa-based Nervita Water, which ushers the wastewater through a series of steps, including filtration and introducing specific microbes. The company's technology can even make the wastewater from dairies can even take the wastewater from dairies and make it safe for humans to drink. Although owner Ashia Shah said the treated wastewater is mostly used for irrigation. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 90s, north winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the low 90s, west-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies Saturday all the way to Wednesday and Thursday next week. Low 90s Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, upper 70s on Tuesday and Wednesday, 78 a week from today. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Currently, it is 55 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. KPRL News time is 7:25.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher after the NASDAQ and S&P closed at records yesterday, adding to those records in early trading. New claims for unemployment benefits remained subdued last week at 200,000. McDonald's earnings topped expectations. Its value meals and promotions are popular with customers who are spending more per visit. The stock is up more than 2%. But Shake Shack shares are down 26% after reporting a hit from higher beef prices and severe weather in the recent quarter. DoorDash shares up 5% after its upbeat quarter. Whirlpool says it will be raising prices 4% in July because of higher costs. Whirlpool says it's seeing cautious spending at recession levels and is impacted by the housing slowdown. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
When disasters hit and cell networks fail, Rapid Radios keeps you connected. Instant push-to-talk with coast-to-coast range. No contracts, no monthly bills. Trusted by law enforcement, government agencies, and over 500,000 users. Always ready when your phone isn't. Because in an emergency, seconds matter, and reliability isn't optional. Go to rapidradios.com, use code RADIO for 5% off, and free shipping from Michigan. Rapid Radios, communication redefined.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
Celebrate mom in style at Allegretto Vineyard Resort on Mother's Day, May 10th. Treat yourself to an indulgent brunch experience featuring everything from fresh salads and Mediterranean grazing boards to made-to-order omelets and a prime rib carving station. Enjoy sweet favorites like chocolate-covered strawberries, mini cheesecakes, tiramisu cups, and more. Plus, mimosas and rosé spritz to toast the occasion. This is a celebration that the whole family will love for an unforgettable Mother's Day at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. We're set and ready to go with freedom of speech. First, you can email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. And freedom of speech is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rentals. Same store, same location. They've been there since 1968. All right, 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL to join us on this Thursday edition here on The Right Choice. You know the landlord rang my front door bell. I let it ring for a long, long spell. I went to the window and peeked through the blind and asked him to tell me what was on his mind. He said,
The Morning Exchange.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Well, apparently many of you have great memories here. Black Beauty. Black Beauty was Britt Reed's car. Reed was also known as the Green Hornet. Occasionally, he let Cato drive. Well, I thought Cato was his limo driver. That's what I thought. And Britt Reed was related to, what, the Long Ranger, I think. And all that comics stuff, lore, whatever. Let's see here. The Black Beauty is the iconic vehicle used by the Green Hornet in the 66 television series. Designed by Gene Dean Jeffries from a 1966 Chrysler Imperial Crown. It featured numerous gadgets and modifications, making it a unique and memorable part of the show. And another one here. Van Williams as both the Green Hornet and Britt Reed. Bruce Lee as Cato. Batmobile and Black Beauty. And I think I may have one more up here on the text. Let's see. Black Beauty, not sure if this is it. Yes. All right, also on the text, something a little bit more than superheroes. While our county clerk definitely holds the ability and knowledge to work in that office, she has proven herself a very poor leader and incompetent at best. And over her short 10 years, she's at least appears to be very politically biased. Well, of course. We didn't have that with the, well, no, not the last one before that. That was, if we go back to Julie Rodewald. Anyway, thanks for those. 238-5775-238-KPRL. Now, here's something to consider if this would be allowed in California, but let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Morning. Hey, I was just calling in a comment last week. Last hour you talked about trees and all that stuff. Just recently, we inherited some property, and we needed to go in and clean up some stuff for fire mitigation. So what we did is we contacted the city of Atascadero, and of course Google Maps, they can go and see everything. And so they told us what we could cut down and what we couldn't size-wise. So we did that. $3,000 later, we're okay, and then we're waiting for a fire inspection. So just to see if we've done everything correctly. But you need to contact the cities. That's the best way to go about that and see what their restrictions are, what they have. But it was really a clean process for us, so I'm really pleased with the way it worked out.
Well, what do you know what the guidelines are for the reason that they would say you can't cut this down? And
the size, they had to be 10 inches in diameter or less. And so, we had a guy come out and do that, and then we had to clean up a hillside, just because it hadn't been done in years. And fire mitigation, made the neighbors happy too, because they were worried about fire cutting up a hillside and all that. So just to kind of be a neighbor as you do, but, kind of protect your property. And also gives, an area of clearance, because a lot of times if they don't have a defensible space, they won't come in and protect your property. So that's, it's not just for our property, but the neighbors around us as well. So.
Okay, so was the $3,000, did that include the permits, or was it all separate?
We didn't need a permit because trees were undersized. Trees that were bigger than that, we didn't want to cut down just because we didn't have the money to do that. So no, anything under that size, there was no permit needed. So that's why I'd say it's good for people to call their cities or the county, whatever, to see what those regulations are within those districts.
Okay, so again, the reason why I threw this out is because I'm just wondering people's thoughts of, well, it's your property. Why do you need permission from...
I agree with you, but I think as you're talking about the story, the fines and the money that you have to pay, I mean, that was a fear for us. So the first thing we did is check with the city. Here's what we can do, what we can't do. So, yeah, it's our property. You should be able to do what you want with it. I totally agree with that. But unfortunately, we're not in that situation. situation anymore, and my fear is going to get worse as we go forward with some of these people we have in charge of communities.
Well, I think it's an example of how the people should be very leery of the government putting fear into you.
Oh, yeah.
Because from just the monetary standpoint of, well, we don't care if it's your property. We're going to get some money out of you because we don't want you to do something without our permission.
Yep, no, I agree. It's ridiculous. I mean, you know, we're paying the taxes on it. We're paying the mortgage on it and all that. And you know, you still are being controlled by them, so to speak. And that's I agree with you 100%, but I was just sharing what we just went through. And you know, it went pretty well, but still, I agree with what your point is.
Well, I don't want to get you in trouble or anything like that, but has it crossed your mind in the future, now that you kind of know what to do, that if there are certain sizes that may interfere with what you want to do on your own property, that you're going to do what they want, or are you going to just roll the dice?
At this point, that's not an issue because we pretty much took care of everything we needed. But no, I would probably still seek their permission just because of the fines and stuff that they can lean on you. So yeah, there's a fear of that, just doing things the right way because of that. So I wouldn't do nothing without done proper. And then also we had some work we wanted to do in the house, and wasn't a big thing, but then again, it's just a little fixes, and that was you know, $3,000 for a building permit and another $1,500 for engineering to do it. It's just, and it was like a week's worth of work, and it's just, I mean, that's another thing that's so we put that aside. We didn't have the money to do it at the time, so yeah, it's more than just the trees, but it's just the permits for doing a small little project within a house and all that, a bathroom remodel and all that. It's just overwhelming.
Well, okay, overwhelming, but I, you know, it's got to be frustrating, and somewhat you get a little angry. If you don't mind, what kind of work were you doing in the house that you needed to pay the city to get a permit to do something inside your home?
Remodel a bathroom, simple little remodel.
Okay, and you did it
yourself? I was shocked.
Did you hire a licensed plumber, or did you do it yourself?
No, it had to be done. Yeah, it had to be permitted, had to be a permitted work, and a licensed contractor to do it.
Okay, so again, I'm on your side here, but I'm, because this drives me up the wall. Why did the city, or did you even ask, do you need to get a permit from them for a licensed person who was licensed by the state and who has a business license in the city to get to pay for a permit to do it?
We didn't. The city didn't tell us that the contractors had to come by to give estimates are the ones that said that's what the cost is going to be.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't matter if it was a full permit or just a walk-in permit, you can get as well, but there was a cost all that, and all had to be. I mean, I would love to just, you know, me and a couple guys could go and do it ourselves, but if something happens again so that, you know, they come in and say, wait a minute, this wasn't bad, you did that. And, you know, again, there's the fear of them coming back and having an issue with that. I know there was a fire in Atascadero at a home, I think on the east side. I don't know, it was probably last, anyways, it was a few months back. And the guy built a bunch of stuff, a shop, all this stuff, and none of it was permitted. And a condo fire burned everything down. And there was I'm sure he got in some trouble for that. But it's just, but yes, you have to deal with it. It's another way of getting money out of us every time you turn around.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, and best of luck.
Sure. Thank you. God bless. Bye.
All right, let's see here on the email. Oakland is a charter city. Under Oakland's protected tree ordinances, property owners need permits to remove all trees of a certain size except for most eucalyptus and Monterey pines, which are considered invasive and fire hazards. The law cites the numerous ecological and health benefits of trees, including the shade, oxygen, and wildlife habitats they provide. All right. Another phone call. Here we go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Is this KPRL?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, good morning. Okay. Hi, this is Vanessa Rosso calling in. How are you?
I'm good, Vanessa. How you been?
Well, I've been doing really great. Just getting real, seeing my name on the ballot is pretty exciting. It's very exciting.
And
I
was going to say, we had a gentleman call in today, and that you're going to be up here in the North County.
I am going to be up in the North County today.
And can you tell us what time and where? And I guess you'll kind of be introducing yourself to some new people.
That's right. I'm going to be over at one of Mary Ingleton's house. She's going to be hosting a meet and greet at her house in Paso Robles. And then tonight I'm going to be out at the Builders Exchange house dinner tonight. And I'm going to share that information. And then I'll be over also just in Paso Robles at the Ground Squirrel Hollow.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really exciting.
Yeah, you'll meet a lot of very, very just down-to-earth good people out there. Vanessa, for those who didn't catch you on Sound Off a few weeks ago, what was the decision that made you want to run for County Clerk Recorder?
The decision to run for County Clerk Recorder really is the citizens of the San Luis Obispo County expressing the changes and the effects that they've had under the current leadership of Elena Pena and what the difference is. Excuse me, I'm sorry. The current County Clerk Recorder has disenfranchised many people in the San Luis Obispo County, and the stories have been compelling just to hear the citizens talk about the way that the precincts are not well-staffed, so they have to shut them down, not able to vote on their ballots on the day that the county elections are. I even applied to work as a precinct worker long before my campaign really got going, and because I am a voting citizen and registered to vote and meet all the qualifications, they approved me, and then at the last minute they said, no, I'm sorry, because of office policy, you cannot work a precinct. And I wasn't even on the ballot, and there was no reason, even with the Secretary of State, there was no reason why I could not have worked a precinct during the special election that we just had. So these are things that are creating these office policies to start the disenfranchisement of the people out in Shandon and Creston, not being able to have a precinct open for them. Again, it was because of office policies. So this office is not supposed to be governed by policy. It's governed by the state laws, by the Secretary of State. And I just know that there needs to be a clear vision of getting everybody involved in the voting process, allowing citizens to represent their rights as working in the precincts or actually even with their vote and what they're representing.
Vanessa, two questions in one. One is, do you think she is politically biased, and is she trustworthy?
Well, according to the community of San Luis Obispo County and listening to the citizens, because that's what I've been listening to get my information, not based on my own opinions. It's based off the voice of the community. And I know that you've been hosting this all morning and just listening to the community and listening to their input. And I agree, you know, that there needs to be definite change in leadership because the transparency is definitely not there. They're actually pulling off more transparency with their public information officer now to make it look like, oh, we did all this amazing things currently, but what about the past? We don't just sweep the past under the rug. We have to bring that to the forefront to say, from the beginning, this office has not been held ethically, and it has not been represented with fairness. And there's people in the county who can definitely, you know, attest to that. So the truth is that people have been commenting on the fact that there were ballots found in the closet that altered the outcome of an election towards the Democratic Party, which was a very unfavorable situation, and it cost one of our county councils her reputation in the county office was put on the spot, and that was a good place for Debbie Arnold to be. And then there's also the fact that what we have to realize is that, you know, the Democratic Party endorsed Elena Cano, and they say, oh, we've never endorsed a candidate for county clerk. Well, yes, they have. All the Democrats have always endorsed Elena Cano, and I don't see one Republican on her ticket. Now, the fact is, when I came into this, I came in as just a I came into this office or this candidacy just as a citizen wanting to step up and do my civic duty and just connecting with people in the community from both sides. My friend is Karen Bright, you know, the former mayor of, you know, Grover Beach. She's a Democrat. My friend Kathy D, my son and her went to school together. She's mayor. But they all endorse, Karen doesn't, but they all endorse Elena Cano. But I just know that it's because of the party choice, not because of the fact that, you know, they represent the good for the community.
Well, here's something else I think people need to think about regarding this office. Because particularly in the last few years under her, there should be no controversy involved with this office at all. It's become somewhat of an embarrassment.
Absolutely true. The lawsuits and the rhetoric that have surrounded this office, you know, honestly, when I'm out talking to the community and ask them, what does the, are you familiar with the county clerk recorder's office? 90% of the people say, no, I don't even know what the county clerk recorder does. But what they do know is stories about how it's been mismanaged, and they're willing to share it with me. So it's very interesting how the political rhetoric, you know, surrounding the demographics of this office, but also the personal rhetoric. And it's been a lot of, you know, costing us taxpayers this money to pay for people in her office to go under lawsuits and be, you know, investigated by the district attorney's office. This is costing us taxpayers the money.
That it is. All right, Vanessa. Well, thank you. Good luck, and hope to hear from you again.
I'd be luckier with your vote. Get out and vote, you guys. I really appreciate the opportunity. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. All right, folks, we're going to be moving along, as we say, exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The county sheriff's office announced yesterday morning they were serving a search warrant signed by a superior court judge to a home in Arroyo Grande related to Kristen Smart's disappearance. The home belongs to Susan Flores. The sheriff's office said they will not be making any additional comments regarding the investigation. The search continues today. The California Mid-State Fair is launching its Two for Tuesdays in the month of May. These are tickets sold in pairs only for the same type of pass, adult or youth. Season passes offer the best value for the fair, providing daily admission for all 12 days, access to exhibits, free live entertainment on all six stages, and more. For full details, you can visit midstatefair.com. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Optimism holds for a U.S.-Iran peace deal under review. Fox.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finish work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
We just trying to catch a good time.
Coming to the Salinas Valley Fair in King City, Nashville Songwriter of the Year award winner Nico Moon, Saturday, May 16th.
Yeah, we picking on them guitars just right. Everybody singing Dixieland delight. Like a barber on a wet line. We just trying to
catch a good time.
It's time for Red, White, and Bloom at this year's Salinas Valley Fair in King City, May 14th through the 17th. Join us opening night for the Grand Tasting, which kicks off at 6 p.m. This 21 and over event features over 80 regional chefs, breweries, and wineries pairing the very best in food and drink with live music. And enjoy your favorite carnival rides every night of the fair. Saturday night, country star Nico Moon. The very best in fun, food, and entertainment is waiting for you at this year's Salinas Valley Fair in King City, May 14th through the 17th. Pre-sale tickets and live entertainment schedules available at salinasvalleyfair.com.
Good time. North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air, tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. 90 today, lots of sunshine. Whoa, microphone just flew up there. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 40s, and sunny again on Friday. 90 and, well, what the heck. Let's say 90 on Saturday. How about Sunday and Monday? And we'll head south. Upper 70s on Tuesday, same on Wednesday and Thursday of next week, week from today. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down, 6.05 a.m., 7.55 p.m. We are at 56 degrees, and your weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the beautiful River Oaks community. Great meals at outstanding prices. Let's see here. Meals at Connect Monday and Wednesday. This is from up there in San Miguel. The Senior Center is 11:30 to 12:20. Seniors 60 plus free hot lunch, and they have bingo the second and fourth Friday. Now they have the finger foods on the second, and the Friday it is the potluck. Doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts promptly at 6. Just $1 a board. That all takes place 601 12th Street in San Miguel. And don't forget, they have chair exercise Tuesday and Thursdays from 4:30 until 5. All righty. Also, this is a critical need here on the Central Coast. The home health and hospice, they need volunteers to care for patients in the county. Volunteers will be tasked with supervising patients, providing emotional support and socialization, and helping with small household tasks. Please contact Central Coast Home Health and Hospice to volunteer and find out more. Again, this is a critical need here in the county. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the beautiful River Oaks community. All right, moving right along here at the Right Choice KPRL. We have 7 minutes away from 8. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel. Mighty fine jewelry. Oh, it's Mother's Day this Sunday. Need I say more? Bella Jewel. Well, I did. All right, let's see here. Local celebrities include Joshua Cantrell, Carson Turnquist, Nancy Nations, Jan Bug, Dennis Lopez, Denise Lopez, Caitlin Panetta. Close enough. Cody Hornback, Season Bryant, Levi Smith, Kaylee Smith, John and Junie Sané, and we have August and Carolina Harden. And, all right, that's it. On my right-hand side, some people you may have heard of, more than likely, including Johnny Brahms, Johann Brahms, the composer, 1833-1897. We got Pete here, too. Del Tchaikovsky to the news, another composer, 1840-1893. The sidekick of Hopalong Cassidy and Roy Rogers, Gabby Hayes, 1885-1969. Oh, you have heard of Gary Cooper, 1901-1961. Eva Perón, the shoe lady, 1919-1952. This guy was a good actor. Darren McGavin, 1922. He passed away in 2006. From the Ten Commandments and others, Ann Baxter, 1923-1985. Green Door, what's that secret you keep? Jim Lowe, the singer and also DJ at a lot of the big stations in New York. Jim Lowe was born in 1927. He passed away in 2016. Hall of Fame manager Dick Williams, 1929-2011. comedian and entertainer, Toadie Fields, 1930-1978, from the University of Kentucky, All-American and a hell of an athlete. Vito Babe Pirelli, quarterback, 1930. He passed away in 2017. Teresa Brewer, who, anyway, she was a singer, 1931-2007, from the University of Louisville, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Fly the Friendly Skies of Johnny Unitas, 1933-2002. Johnny Maestro of the Crest. Remember 16 Candles and then with the Brooklyn Bridge, The Worst That Can Happen? Johnny was born in 1939. He died in 2010. Oh, man, this guy could sing. Jimmy Ruffin, 1939-2014. Onward we go. Let's see here from Brian Poole and the Tremolos. You remember Ricky West, 1943. Thelma Houston, the singer, 1946. This guy was a bruising fullback for the Raiders right after, who was the guy before him? Oh, boy, I can't remember. Anyway, Marv Hubbard. Marv was born in 1946. Dave Hampton, not a bad runner with the Packers, 1947. Let's see here. Who else do we have here on the list of people you may? Sean Marion, pretty good hoopster, 1978. And that is it. All right. Let's see here. What time do we have? Plenty of time. Sad Sack cartoonist George Baker. He passed away in 1975. Joe Don Baker. Buford Pusser. He died in 2025. The Mickey Gilley Man. That's right. Mickey Gilley, 2022. They have it written in here with Mickey Gilley. He had the world's largest nightclub. No, it was the world's largest honky-tonk. All right, down there in Texas. Again, Mickey died in 2022. Douglas Fairbanks Jr. passed away in 2000. I got to see him. He was so good. Just so good. The Rabbit, Eddie Rabbit. He died in 1998. Wow, so young. Mary Philbin, she co-starred with Lon Chaney in The Phantom of the Opera. Passed away in 1993. Okay, who else do we have here? We have Salmon Portland Chase, American jurist, Secretary of Treasury. His portrait appears. Chris, you may have one of these bills in your pocket. Check and see if this makes sense.
All right, I'm looking.
All right, Salmon Portland Chase. He is on his portrait appears on the United States $10,000 bill.
Oh, I don't think I have a $10,000 bill in my pocket. Sorry.
All right,
must have left it at home.
Okay. So anyway, he's on there. So look for it, folks. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Notre Dame didn't want him. He was too skinny. He was only 133 pounds. And after that, he was born in Pittsburgh. University of Pittsburgh didn't want him either. They said they pulled the scholarship. So he ended up at the University of Louisville. Now, after he got there, Indiana University head coach attempted to recruit him, but Mr. Unitas was loyal and stayed at Louisville. And yes, he did. But he didn't really, knock anybody, anything out of the park. He was a ninth round pick back in 1955 by the Steelers. And of course, as they say, the rest is history, because the next year, the Baltimore Colts got him. And all he did at that time become one of the greatest quarterbacks who ever played in the NFL. Fly the Friendly Skies, Johnny Unitas. He goes all the way to the top of the list, and I know this from experience from a friend of mine whose mom dated him a couple times. She was a cheerleader at the University of Louisville. Johnny Unitas was an outstanding individual.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Alberto Tamez Jr. was convicted of the 1974 first-degree murder of Genevieve Moreno of Napomo. He has been released after being granted parole in December 2025. Tamez Jr. was found guilty of kidnapping, beating, sexually assaulting, and murdering Mrs. Moreno, pleading no contest to the first-degree murder. The next Coffee with the Superintendent event for the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District will be this Friday, May 8th at 9 a.m. in the district boardroom. Coffee with the Superintendent is an open, informal community forum where attendees can ask questions, share ideas, and learn more about district initiatives. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Three-time NFL champion, three-time NFL MVP, four-time passing leader, passing touchdown leader, two-time rating leader. obviously, in the Hall of Fame. Johnny Unitas passed away in September of 2002. He was 69 years old. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.